I'm here to tell you that the unexamined life is not worth living. You're not going to question that, are you? You're not even going to think about that, surely. I mean, it's just a phrase that you've heard before. And after all, it was Socrates, that well-known philosopher, who said it. So let's just move on. Ah, no, let's not. Let's examine things. That's the theme of this episode. Now, you might say, an episode inspired by Socrates, who died in 399 BC, for goodness sakes. How is that relevant to us today? Well, I suggest you keep listening because I'm going to use a Socrates method to help us explore things that seem to be dismissed almost as common sense or public opinion or ideas that have been around for so long that you simply accept them. Or perhaps things that the experts say that you just take in and go with. No, let's get a bit more Socrates about it and put things out on, as I say, the forensics table. I'm Tricia Lewis, the host of Self-Belief Unsquashed, and I just love getting curious about life and humans and all the stuff that makes us do things. And my motto is stay curious and unsquashed. So let's get curious right now. We know that our life is full of unquestioned advice from experts, unquestioned historical truths, unquestioned beliefs about ourselves, unquestioned norms, if you like, defaults, etc., etc., little phrases that get trotted out and we just go along with them. But if we try using this method from the philosopher Socrates, we press pause on potentially lazy, unquestioning behaviours, common sense, public opinion, self-labelling, assumptions, stereotypes, you name it. They could all do with a jolly good dose of examining, of questioning, of exploring. But is there a handy little method we can use? Welcome, Socrates, to this episode. Do tell us more. No, I don't have Socrates here, unfortunately, but I do have a very good book by Alain de Botton called The Consolations of Philosophy, which is just a slight tweak on The Consolation of Philosophy, a much more ancient text. He talks about consolation for unpopularity. And really what he's saying is what everyone might seem to say is how you should be or the opinion that you should hold isn't necessarily the truth. And if you go slightly against it, which is a bit scary, you might inspire a whole new set of conversations and ideas. Of course, you don't want to go all fighty and defensive about this, but just being curious is such a healthy thing, and all the more so in a world where we are fed constant messages that we are very tempted to take as being the way, the thing to do, the expert truth. I might also bring in another philosopher, actually, called Heidegger, who talked about the everydayness and the they. And both of those were all part of what I call the should trap, that sense of you just going along with, oh, other people think that, I think that. Other people see things like that, I see things like that. Oh, apparently that painting is the best painting in the world. Apparently that Taylor Swift album is the best thing ever produced. Oh, well, yeah, I guess it must be. Sorry about that last comment. Let's use this method that is laid out beautifully in Alain de Botton's book and which I'll now go through with you and you can apply to whatever you wish to question and examine. Here we go. This is the Socratic method for thinking. Number one, locate a statement confidently described as common sense. So the example that he gives in the book is, acting courageously involves not retreating in battle. maybe not that relevant to your everyday life, but he then goes through and uses this method to examine that unquestioned truth that was trotted out. Being virtuous requires money. That's the other truth that was unquestioned at one stage. So we're going to put something else in there that might be a bit more relevant. How about persevere and it'll pay off in the end? It's the kind of advice that you might have heard, that might be on a podcast, that some relative might have given you, some friend, some business mentor, who knows? But let's use the Socratic method for thinking, to unwrap it, to examine it, to question the truth of it. So once you've located this common sense piece of advice, number two, imagine for a moment that despite the confidence of the person proposing it, or it could be the website or whatever, the statement is false. Just suppose that for a moment. And now search for situations or contexts where that statement would not be true. So the next step, and we'll go back through this in a minute, is if an exception is found, the definition must be false or at least imprecise. And then the next step, the initial statement must be nuanced to take the exception into account. And then number five, if one subsequently finds exceptions to the improved statements, the process should be repeated. And the truth, insofar as a human being is able to attain such a thing, lies in a statement which it seems impossible to disprove. It is by finding out what something is not that one comes closest to understanding what it is. I like that. In fact, I'll repeat it. It is by finding out what something is not that one comes closest to understanding what it is. And finally, in this Socratic method for thinking process, number six, the product of thought is, whatever anyone else might be insinuating, superior to the product of intuition. So what Socrates is saying is that you do need to put some logical thought, some reason into exploring things if you're going to get closer to something that is true. And the danger of just using intuition or emotion is that you might just be swept along into a sort of bubble of thinking a certain way, or hanging on to certain beliefs, or pursuing things in a way that you've been told will result in success, or even accepting the definition of what success is. You see how this goes. So we'll go back to our original thought, persevere and it'll pay off in the end. So can we imagine if that statement is false in a certain context? Well, yeah. I mean, you could decide you were going to take up running, for instance, and perhaps your ambition is to complete an Ironman or a marathon. But is it just perseverance? And do you need to actually think, why am I doing this in the first place? And what does payoff in the end really mean? What am I looking for? What is the payoff for me? Not for everybody else, but for me. Persevere. What does that mean? Persevere despite the fact that I'm limping and I can hardly sleep at night for the pain in my legs, that my knees are not really equipped for this, that I find it the most boring thing I've ever done in my entire life. And I'm now taking time away in all this training from other things that I might like to have explored. So yes, there are definitely contexts in which that statement is false. And then you go on to the next one. If an exception is found, which we have found, the definition must be false or at least imprecise. So the initial statement needs to be nuanced if you're going to take that exception into account. So how will we make that a more nuanced bit of common sense or public opinion or, you know, received information that we don't question? Let's try it. Persevere and it'll pay off in the end. How about sometimes regular practice and training will take you further into being able to complete your challenge? See how nuanced that was? You can come up with a better one. In fact, that's the whole idea. You put your thing into there that you want to examine. It's a bit like having a nice little machine. You put a common sense phrase or, you know, a handed down public opinion or truth or whatever. You put that into your little machine, get it through the filter of rationality and questioning and examining. Maybe there's a nice little microscope lens there as well that you can look through. And then what comes out in the end will be, well, an improved statement, but you might have to keep repeating it. It's a little bit like the five whys exercise that you might have heard of, where you come out with a statement and then you just keep questioning it. And with every answer, you question that answer again, etc. It's a brilliant game almost to play. But more importantly, you're not going to get swept along, especially in this day of social media and 24-hour news cycles and thousands of self-help books and podcasts. You're not going to get swept along into other people's opinions and ideas without actually questioning those and forming your own ideas and perhaps putting forward a slightly different perspective to discuss. And you're not going to get squashed, as I'd say, by your long-held opinions, what you see as just being a simple piece of common sense about yourself, something that perhaps was given to you as a bit of a label as a kid even. You're not going to just accept that and live your life according to that, because you're going to put it through this filter, this Socratic method of thinking. So next time you're reading, watching something on YouTube, listening to a podcast, watching a panel of experts at some event, and you hear phrases being trotted out, perhaps you might think, is that a bit lazy? I'm going to just question that a little bit. And you can be a rebel, but be a rebel nicely. Encourage curiosity, encourage exploration. And I think people will have as much fun as you will in that process. I'm just going to end with a couple of quotes from Alain de Botton. And this is one: a bad thought delivered authoritatively, though without evidence of how it was put together, can for a time carry all the weight of a sound one. But we acquire a misplaced respect for others when we concentrate solely on their conclusions. And finally, on this chapter, the consolation for unpopularity, he concludes with this: the philosopher offered us a way out of two powerful delusions. He's referring to Socrates, that we should always or never listen to the dictates of public opinion. I'll repeat that. Socrates offered us a way out of two powerful delusions, that we should always or never listen to the dictates of public opinion. To follow his example, we will best be rewarded if we strive instead to listen always to the dictates of reason. Now, I'm saying that. Alain de Botton is saying that. Socrates suggested that. But feel free to be a bit of a rebel and examine it. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope it was a bit of a thought nudger. Have fun with trying out your Socratic method of thinking. And if you want to know more about my general unsquashing mission, have a look at the various resources, my book, my TEDx, then just head over to trishalewis.com. Stay curious and unsquashed.